The study looks at two groups of children with autism spectrum disorder who were between 18 and 30 months old when they started therapy. One group received a mix of more traditional treatments, speech therapy and preschool for 2 years. The other group of children spent that time working with therapists and parents one-on-one for 15 hours each week. What looked like an adult and young child playing and laughing together was actually a targeted effort to improve that child's ability to communicate. Annette Estes, the study's lead author, says a lot can go into a simple game of patty cake.
Within that game, they would be focused on these really specific goals that they've identified as where that child needs to be learning. So it might be that you want that child to start vocalizing, or you might be aiming for the child to give you eye contact to initiate continuing with the game.
The adult working with the child stopped every 15 minutes to write down whether the goals were being met.
And if not, after 3 days, they'll try to really refocus what they're doing with the child so that they can keep making progress.
This type of therapy is called the Early Start Denver Model, or ESDM. The children who received it showed better communication skills 2 years after the play sessions ended than the group that got more traditional help. Two of the children in the ESDM group were no longer on the autism spectrum by the time they were 6 years old. Estes says the study highlights the importance of targeted intervention when kids are very young and not yet that different from their more typically developing peers. The study will appear next month in the Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.